All right. Oh. Walk to work Tuesday. An exciting day. I'm already not having anything to talk about, aren't I? Anyway. About doing television stations. On the antenna for the fitness center. Anyway, and all that fun stuff. Well, regardless, heck of a world. Just now, we're coming with twilight. Sun isn't up yet. Sensor's going to tell me pretty soon that it's recording me. It hasn't yet detected my presence. Oh my gosh. See? Nearly across the street. Oh. Anyway, so interesting to see nice houses right beside abandoned houses. Although sometimes it's hard to tell which is which. Anyway, still haven't gotten the water turned on. At the Goldilocks cottage. That needs to get pulled together. can't get to the gas until the water's on. And it makes sense. You know, they said, oh, you need this before you get the gas. I said, yeah, yeah, that makes sense. So, I don't know, the city's got this weird thing about they want an approval from the homeowner, and they're going to go to the assessor's office to check and make sure it's okay. Gracious. So, I don't want this to become a big hassle for the people I'm kind of taking over this house from. You know, it's not like it's some kind of issue for them. It's not like they're making payments on it still. They've abandoned the place, but they're the ones on the paperwork. That doesn't end up being a problem. It's like, no, we've got to talk to this Diane Yarborough. And you go, nobody even knows if that person's even alive anymore. Long gave up on that property. You go, do you guys like having abandoned properties? I'd like to put this thing into use. I'm paying the taxes on it. This is just one of the reasons why our city's so messed up. Is that people who want to improve properties aren't being permitted to do so. Because of absentee owners on abandoned properties, and we are protecting their rights, their right to ignore it and abandon it. So it's really this kind of, but you know, this is I have no leg to stand on. I just don't understand why the city's so adamant about houses just going away and just rotting away when they don't have to. Because you insist on clear titles on everything. It says, your town's going to shit. So you're patting yourselves on the back saying how wonderful you are to let it happen. Just playing games. Anyway, but it is what it is. like, that's why it really doesn't matter. We just soon see houses in this town turned into junk heaps due to just absolute neglect. Like I said, it doesn't matter. It is the way it is. You know, am I interested in changing this? It's not really. Very strange situations. Maybe it would be if somebody brings you evidence that they've paid the taxes on it. So I think that's sufficient to turn on the water. Maybe this is some kind of weird. Well, we want to make sure you're going to continue paying for the water. And it's like, this is my 25 years in this town. Paying my water bill dutifully. I don't know if I ever, I don't think I ever paid it late, ever. It says, and you're sitting here my people don't pay their water bills. Many times have you been forced to go and just turn off water at your expense? I paid your deposit. So I don't understand why you need to go checking. So you can sit there and try to explain it. And I'll go down my one street and point out all of the abandoned houses. I'll just give you the addresses. You can go by and see them later. And have an understanding that what you're doing here causes abandonment. It makes your town look like a dump. This has nothing to do with the rights of owners. The owners have already abandoned it. They have given up whatever right they had. not doing anything as a homeowner, what you'd expect the homeowner to do. Content to let the place sit and rot. Until the tax auction. How many properties in this city, I mean commercial properties too, are exactly the same way. Just absolutely ignored. I get the impression that you don't really care. Want to maintain things. They'll watch them just burn and just be destroyed. Yeah, strangely, great expense to the city. I don't know, I guess they just write it off or there's some kind of who knows what. Some kind of way you can wrap it around, compensated for it on some level. Howdy. Anyway, so hello. And I know, oh, there's no point in doing me any favors. You know, you can say it's just not fair. It says you've kind of got this deal where you're not even paying for the place, but you're trading just some minimal maintenance for a house. And you go, well, nobody else is doing it. It ended up, so I never really thought about it that way, but it ended up being a great thing for them. They didn't want to be bothered with taxes and stuff like that. It stuck in a snarled state because, you know, nobody cares about it. Says, and you want to solve this problem by saying, oh, we'll just make sure they can't turn on the water. That'll make it good and worthless. And you go, okay. So I pay the taxes that bring in money to the coffers of the county and the city that you weren't getting. You didn't have to do a dang thing for it. Says, and now it's like, well, we got his tax money, sucker. Because now he can't actually use it because we refused to turn the water off. Well, let's see, because I'm sure it's, you know what I'm thinking. It was on the docket, they didn't have time, or they didn't do the work, or they're just, who knows, lazy, who knows. So I don't need to get too weird about it. Well, I may call him and say, so, troubles? Are we getting some water or not? Is it really early? Am I just... okay. Anyway. Good morning. Poor thing. Sounds interesting, I tell you. So, anyway.